Big Y, what's happening?
What's happening, though?
Oh man, out here in LA, man, enjoying the finer things in life, I guess. How you doing?
Nerve. Shit, I'm here.
That's right, that's right. Man, I've been keeping up with a lot of your, a lot of your work, man. Dad from the B, not for sale, man. Man, all the way back to the relatives, blood.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate
I love it. I love it, man.
it.
So what? Won't you tell us, man? Won't you tell us, man? How you got on Mitchie Slick new one, man? What it's called? 23 blocks, elevate.
Oh, the album 23 Blocks, the song is Elevate. Slick called me.
That's
And
right.
want you to get on this record with me and Damo. Shit, that was an easy call. That was a no-brainer.
That's right. That's a slapper right there too. That's a
Yeah, he
slapper.
sent the record. I sent it right back. And that was that.
That's right. That's right. For all these people listening, man, won't you tell them where you from, Big Y?
If you don't know by now, my name is Big Y. I'm from Inglewood, California, by way of the Bottoms. Anything else you should already know by now.
That's right. That's right. So as far as the concept, man, the being for sale, man. Well, once you break that down to us a little bit, for I'm out here in LA, but I'm also a New York guy. I'm a New York. I'm on both sides of the coast, man. So I need you to
Well,
break that down for my boys on the East.
I mean, I created the whole campaign Be Not For Sale. It's just based on, a lot of entertainers, I should say, and people that didn't grow up in the culture and the lifestyle, were intrigued to be a part of it. And then you had certain dudes that was using their affiliation to kind of solidify certain dudes just because of their celebrity status and money. You know what I mean? To be a part of, something that we grew up in and that's been our lifestyle for real. You know what I mean? And it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. So I just put the tag on it, man. It's not for sale.
That's right.
You gotta earn it. You can't earn it.
All
And
right.
it sparked it off kind of, when all that clown shit was going on with like Soulja Boy.
That's right. How did you? How did y'all feel about that, man?
I mean, it's stupid. You know what I mean? It looks
Yeah.
just dumb and corny. You know what I mean? And well, that's all I can say. It was just dumb. Like, that little kid, he didn't have no reason to even try to feel like he needed to be associated. You know what I'm saying? Like that. You come from a whole different walk of life, and then you know what I mean? And then trying to act like you something you're not, and then do one thing and one of the little other homies from Fruit Town embarrass you on camera like, nigga, you ain't from the turf, like,
That's
you
right.
know what I mean? It's clown shit, So
That's right.
on the surface, man.
How you feel about the new and the new blood indictments, man, that been going on the East Coast as far as music industry wise?
I mean, music is music. Streets is one thing, music is another. You know what I mean? And real talk, like things that go on in different places in different sections, everybody got their own politics. You know what I'm saying? It's beyond us trying to hold on to it. All we could do is preach old rules and how things really started, and you know what I mean? But people, different climates, different areas, and different ways of life calls for people to live different, no matter where they're from. So, long as you stay silent and you ain't no rat, you know what I mean? And you ain't doing nothing, no foul shit,
None of
you
that
know, with
6ix9ine
kids.
business.
Yeah, no foul shit with kids and doing none of the shit. That shit is, that's disgracing yourself as a man. You know what I mean? Everybody run their own show how they see fit, bro.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And when any homies like from New York or different states and stuff like that, since they consider the Mecca, if they
Yeah.
want to learn and know certain things, whatever I know, as to the best of my knowledge of how we raised and grew up, you know what I'm saying, on the authentic side of where it came from, then I do my best to tell them, but you know what I'm saying, but how they run their program in different states and all of that kind of stuff, that's how they do, man.
Okay. That's right. How you feel about the politics, man? How you feel about our new president? How you feel about Trump? You know, everything that just happened, man, as far as the Capitol Hill and all that.
I mean, I really don't too much really concern with Trump, you know what I mean, like that. It's like, only thing I can say about dude is, you know, you knew what you was getting with him. You know what I mean? You know, he wear his bullshit on his face. And if it's fuck you, he gonna tell you it's fuck you. Yeah. You know, it's no different from the evils. You know, one wear his hood on his face, the other one wear it on his head. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, are we better off? You know what I'm saying? I think not, you know. You know, it's still going to be the same, you know what I mean? All we could do as black folks, man, is do the best we can, build ourselves up, you know what I'm saying, create some type of generational wealth for ourselves and our family and our people, you know what I mean? And just live your time out you got on this purpose. You know, it's very short, and we are in delicate situation. So, you know, just do the best you can and keep going, man, because you know, regardless, you can get mad till you blue in the face about everything that's going on, you know, but can you really do something about it? Nope.
So, that's right.
Just keep pushing forward, man.
That's right. That's right. All right, man. How you feel? I'm saying, man, how you feel about, man, this music culture, man, as far as, you know, how it be changing, you know? How you feel about the music industry right about now?
Honestly, I hate it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's terrible to me. Like, you know, the way things changed, you know, just first off, starting with how they digitized everything, made everything digital.
And yeah, went to straight,
you know what I mean? You cut out physical sales, you know what I mean? So that cut out a lot of things, and that put other motherfuckers back in control again, to control the dollar that comes in off of the music that's being streamed, you know what I mean? And you're paying artists percentages of a penny and so on, and you got to go through all, you know what I mean? I keep going in it, and I stay involved in it because I'm passionate about it, and I learn to evolve and deal with it and adapt to it and make sure. The best of it. Do I like the way it is compared knowing how it used to be? Fuck no.
That's right.
You know, you could, back in the day, you could press up tapes and CDs, you know.
Yeah.
1,000 copies, get you 10,000 cash, you know what I'm saying?
I think that was the real hustle back then, man.
Yeah. But as you know, it's like, you know, that lets you know how deep this game is. They take it away from us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All to, you know, they shut down corporations, warehouse music stores, and Tower Music and Mom and Pop Store shut down the whole record retail industry.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? To affect the way music is sold and can see, you know what I'm saying, and distributed. You know what I mean? You know, so, you know, it's just fucked up, man. You know what I mean?
That's right. You know,
and there's a lot of different things that people go on, I'm pretty sure. You know, they make way more money off of streaming, you know what I mean? But that information hasn't been leaked out yet, and we don't have the capability to tap into that type of technology to get what we deserve. Because you think if they paying you 0.0.0223% of a penny, somebody getting a dollar a stream somewhere.
That's right. You know?
And that's every time a record is played. Just imagine if you get a dollar every time your record was played. Motherfuckers are streaming 100 million streams. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
you know, that money is somewhere, but that information just haven't been tapped into yet to where we can, you know, control it, you know.
Yeah. My next question is this. My next question is this, man, from the fans, man. Some of the fans, man, they wanted me to ask you this, man. They said, man, when is it going to be another Relatives album?
I want y'all to, y'all hit up Sugar Boogie and ask him.
For real. You know? Everybody like, what's up with the Relatives, man? When we going to see them together?
I mean, don't get it twisted. We be together. We talk. That's my little bro. That's my family. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You know, hip hop has always been my passion, man. You know what I mean? Dog has always wanted to be a business owner ever since I remember when we was kids. You know, we had a table set outside his grandmother's house with lemon heads and Nihilators and shit, selling it on the front of the house. You know, we would go to Smart and Fine and buy stuff wholesale and sell it on the corner, you know. And, you know, as times changed and, you know, the music's changed, you know what I mean, the game, you know. See, I was blessed to learn to do different things behind the industry and different things. You know what I mean? Dog, he wasn't deep off into it like that. So, I mean, at some time, you know what I'm saying, when the ship starts sinking, you know what I mean? You know, we got to survive and make money, man. We hustlers first, you know, and he did what he had to do, and he blessed, man, to be able to start a restaurant chain now, you know what I mean? The independent black-owned restaurant chain.
Won't you tell him about that?
Oh, yeah. His restaurant is called The Soul Food Shack in Gardena on Western and El Segundo.
And, definitely, man. I stopped by there. They fruity pebbles, French toast. Oh, man. Man.
Yeah. So he, you know, he did, you know, he put it together. He always wanted to do certain stuff. And we talk about different shit every morning, every night. You know what I mean? Different ideas. And, you know, he gonna, we got a couple more songs he want to do. I sent him a couple songs, though. And he said he was going to put the verses on them. And once he do that, then, you know, we'll package it up and, you know, put it out there and get it going, you know. But it really don't make no sense to put it out right now because the world is so weird. You know what I mean?
Yes. You know, they're not ready. They're not ready yet.
Yeah, it's like we know we can't do no shows. We can't do nothing. You know what I mean? The videos won't be done properly because I'm really not engaging with a lot of people at all due to what's going on.
Definitely.
When time permits, you know, we'll get it out there. The record is pretty much done. I leaked the artwork a while ago. It's called Ben from the Gang. So it'll be out there soon.
That's right. That's right. We definitely looking forward to hearing some more from you. Definitely, man. We all need to get hit. All of that. We miss the Relatives, man. For real.
I mean, you know, it's the close, you know, don't get it twisted. We got it's another generation of young homies, my little bros, that are picking up the torch with our sound, you know. The sound that we kind of grew up on and where we are, our sound that represents our section. And that's what
won't you tell the people some of the new generation rappers coming out from around your way?
The main ones that I'm pushing right now and I'm behind is Fig Newton and Low.
That's right.
They got a project out right now called All That and All That. You know,
I'll be listening to the Fast Lane Fig.
Yeah, that's little bro. You know what I mean? You know, his sound is our section. You know what I mean? That's our thing. You know.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. That's what I'm on. And then I'm pushing a young female out of Paris, California named Marin Big Bags.
Okay.
I just produced a record on her not too long ago featuring Asia. And my main thing that I'm a part of is with me and my partner Wacko and my boy Wack 100, we putting out at Red Rum, we're putting out the Evolution of Banging on Wax in February.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Something to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. And the first single is gonna be called Bloods, Crips, and Pyros. We shot the video. The video getting ready to drop the end of this month with OT Genesis, Blueface, Mozzie, and the Gang.
That's right. Some good names right there.
Yeah, produced by myself and Talent Boy. You know, so we got a lot of stuff, man. I mean, the evolution of Bringing the Rock is definitely going to be a big project. We got a lot of acts on there. 21 Savage on there, CeeLo Green.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
All the names, Fig, of course, AV, AD. We got a lot of folks on there, man.
That's right. All right, then, man. For all the people, man, you know, tell them where they can find you at.
Shit, I'm on Instagram, man. You know, pretty much mostly at BigY.media. Check me out. Holla at me. I'll scream back.
That's right. Man, I appreciate it, man. You stopping by, man. I appreciate the love.
For sure, man. I appreciate you for having me, bro.
All right, man. Take care.